fiscal cliff we probably will go over.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And there are less than 3 weeks to go until Washington's latest budget deadline. It's called the sequester, and it involves $85 billion in spending cuts. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us live as she is each Monday. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, just explain this thing, the sequester, and tell me if I should be worried about it.
Well, it is a self-discipline we imposed a couple years ago when we couldn't come to a budget agreement. There are these automatic across-the-board spending cuts, as you noted, $85 billion, about half a percentage point of GDP. So, it will take a toll on the economy.
And you think it's going to happen?
It looks like that's the way the political stars are aligning, the two sides are too far apart to come up with an alternative, and so these cuts will just take effect.
So this you say will have an economic impact of, what did you say, a half a percent of GDP?
That's right.
And, is there any other impact beyond that?
Well, I mean, I think that this is the new normal for fiscal policy. We seem to be unable to come up with grand bargains or great visions, so we take a thousand cuts instead, and it will means gradual fiscal tightening, and it does mean that we will find budget discipline over the next few years, but perhaps not in the ideal way.
And as economists like you look at Washington and try to figure out what's going to happen with the economy, is that a way to do business? I mean, is that okay if that's how we end up making cuts over the coming years?
Well, again, it's not the best way to go about things. Ideally, we'd sit down at the table and say, okay, what's the right thing to do for the economy and the right way to enhance growth? But that's doesn't seem to be the culture in D.C. these days. So this is the second best alternative.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.